It's time for Broken News, an allegedly humorous look at the news with Philip Habib.
Who's he?
I have no idea. I'm just the announcer. And now, here's Philip.
Hello. Hello there. And welcome to another fun-filled and borderline exciting episode of Broken News, where today in the news, yes, once again, it's your horoscope. Because it's backed by popular demand, depending on what you mean by popular, and our fine and wonderful staff of reporters, as soon as they finish meeting with their parole officers, they will probably be back out scrounging around for news. But until then, it's time for your horoscope. And first we head to Aries. And for Aries, it now seems certain that your significant other was part of a fragment of an asteroid recently brought back by a NASA mission. Also, we can tell you this for Taurus. You keep trying, although it seems that your dog just does not like rhetorical questions. And now we go to Gemini. And Gemini, look at this, or listen to this, please. A bird may swoop down to take some of your hair for its nest. Just point it in the direction of someone with a bad hairpiece. And now we go to Cancer. You were right. You don't own your cat. Your cat owns you. And now we head to Leo. It's highly likely that someone close to you is in an inappropriate relationship with a small horse. Okay, now we go to Virgo. You feel like your life is under a microscope. Well, it's actually a telescope. Okay, listen up, Libra. You may not be able to control what happens today, so do the smart thing and hide out under your bed. Now we head to Scorpio. Money matters will go well for you, especially if you continue to show up at work. And Sagittarius, here we go. On Halloween, go as your dog, and he can go as you. Now we head to Capricorn. For a few seconds tonight, you may turn into a bowl of instant oatmeal. All right, Aquarius, relax. Your boss is not out to get you. He's out to get everybody. And let's see, who's left? Well, we head to Pisces. All right, Pisces, here we go. It's not personal, but you may be causing more people around you to switch to decaf. Well, I'm Philip Habib. I hope you enjoyed the fun. That was Broken News for this week. And I hope you'll be back again with us next week. Take care.